They ate the rest of their breakfast in companionable peace. Ione was debating what to do for the rest of the day when tranquility called. That was the thing with being the absolute ruler of a biotech habitat, she reflected. You don't really have to do anything. Thoughts were acted on instantly. But there was the human side to consider. The Chamber of Trade was nervous, the Financial and Commercial Council more so. Ordinary people didn't know what was going on. Everybody wanted reassurance, and they expected her to provide it. She had done two interviews with news companies yesterday, and there were three delegations who wanted personal audiences. "Parker Higgins is requesting an immediate interview," Tranquility told her as she was finishing her coffee. "I recommend you grant it." "Oh, you do you? Well, I think there are more important things for me to attend to right now." "I believe this to be more important than the Latton crisis." "What?" It was the ambiguity which made her sit up straighter on the furry bed. Tranquility was emitting a strong impression of discomfort, as if it was unsure of a subject, unusual enough to intrigue her. "There has been some remarkable progress with the Lamil's sensorium recordings in the last 70 hours. I did not wish to trouble you with the project while you were involved with upgrading my defense and soothing the residents. That may have been my mistake. Last night some of the researchers made an extremely important find." "Which is?" she asked avidly. "They believe they have located the Lamil home planet." The path leading from the tube station to the octagonal electronics division building was littered with ripe bronze berries fallen from the tall Chuantawa tree. They crunched softly as Ione's shoes helped flatten them further into the stone slabs. Project staff emerging from the stations gave her the faintly guilty glance of all workers arriving early and finding the boss already in. Oskai Katsura greeted her at the entrance, dressed in her usual white lab smock, one of the few people in the habitat who never seemed perturbed by Ione's escort of sergeants. "We haven't made an announcement yet," she said as they went inside. "Some of the implications are only just sinking in." The hall where the Lamil stack was kept had changed considerably since Ione's first visit. Most of the experimental electronic equipment had been cleared out. Processor blocks and AV projectors were lined up along the benches, forming individual research stations, each with a rack of flex. Workshop cubicles behind the glass wall had been converted into offices. The impression was one of academic endeavor rather than out-and-out scientific pioneering. "We use this mainly as a sorting center now," Oskai Katsura said. "As soon as they have been decrypted, the sensorium memories are individually reviewed by a panel of experts drawn from every discipline we have here at the project. They provide a rough initial classification, cataloguing incidents and events depicted, and decide if there is anything which will interest their profession. After that, the relevant memory is datavised to an investigatory and assessment committee, which each division has formed. As you can imagine, most of it has been sent to the cultural and psychology divisions. But even seeing their electronics used in the intended context of mundane day-to-day operation has been immensely useful to us here. And the same goes for most of the physical disciplines, engineering, fusion, structures. There's something in most memories for all of us. I'm afraid a final and exhaustive analysis is going to take a couple of decades at least. All we are doing for now is providing a preliminary interpretation." Ione nodded silent approval. Tranquility's background memories were revealing how hard the review teams were working. There were only 5 other people in the hall, as well as Lyria. They had all been working through the night, and now they were clustered round a tray from the canteen, drinking tea and eating croissant. Parker Higgins rose as soon as she came in. His grey suit jacket was hanging off the back of one of the chairs, revealing a crumpled blue shirt. All-night sessions were obviously something the old director was finding increasingly difficult to manage, but he proffered a tired smile as he introduced her to the other 4. Malandra Sarka and Kinjin Lin were Lamil spaceship experts, she a biotechnology systems specialist, while his field was the mechanical and electrical units the Xenox employed in their craft. Ione shook hands, while Tranquility silently supplied profile summaries of the 2. Malandra Sarka struck her as being young for the job at 28, but she had her doctorate from the Capital University on Quang Tri and references which were impeccable.